Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another special edition of the Four Seasons Fire American Soccer Show, CONCACAF Nations League post-match show, as the United States makes up for that loss at BMO Field in Toronto, down 2-0. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, boy.
Wait for a sneeze here. Oof. But there's nothing to sneeze at when it comes to this matchup, as the United States, with a big 4-1 victory over Canada, down in Orlando, Florida at Explorer Stadium, basically the Purple Palace on Church Street. Just a wonderful, wonderful, well-worked match. A little sloppy in the second half, but honestly, you saw something special in this one. You finally saw the fight. You finally saw the vigor, the passion. You finally saw what has been missing from this men's national team. And like I've said already, we already know that they're trying to develop something big with these new players, these young players coming in. We already know what they were trying to do. Obviously, they're still missing some players, like obviously Tyler Adams, who's right there with Red Bull Leipzig. And, of course, during the matchup that we were informed by both Ian Dark and Taylor Twellman, that Tyler Adams is finally back in training with Red Bull Leipzig, of course. The unfortunate thing there is that the groin issue was really a tough pill to swallow for the U.S. men's national team and Greg Berhalter. But what you saw in this matchup in the opening 45, and while it looked like they were losing steam on the back end of the second half, the truth is they found ways to look dangerous. They found ways to look confident, and they also found ways to make these brilliant passes and to have shots on frame. And what can you say when you are seeing a revigored U.S. men's national team and they look like they wanted it? They look like they were hungry for it. They looked like they were able to go out and play their best. Now, once again, what we have to understand is that they are not completely out of the woods. This has been a very solid performance. This was basically getting the job done, which is what they did. But as Taylor Twellman, if you were watching all the way through halftime, in the halftime segment, Basically, easy giveaways, sloppy passes, unforced errors. They allowed Canada to regain possession of the ball, and they looked very dangerous doing it. That, in my opinion, is one of those moments where the U.S. men's national team needs to tighten up, because you don't want to have one in the back of your net, regardless of where it happens on the pitch, whether it's on their defensive side of the pitch, in the midfield, or on the attacking side of the pitch. What cannot happen are the unforced errors, and they will learn from their mistakes. They cannot continue to keep going like this. They have to keep on going forward, and they must find ways to have better possession, protect the ball, make better passes to go forward, and at the same time, make sure that they don't force passes and they don't force the issue to put themselves in a very bad area. As of right now, this was a huge victory for the U.S. men's national team as they went out and they did a job. And now you can say they finally learned what they needed to do. And if Greg Berhalter put them to the wood, you know, put them into the woodshed and basically smacked them around, kicked their ass, found ways to go out and just told them off like they deserved it. They deserve to get told off, to be honest. But the truth is that, you know, they finally came out with the passion, with the you know, vigor, and the determination to go out and get this win, to get this victory. They looked a lot better. And after these 90 minutes, a 4-1 victory for the USA. A 4-1 victory for the USA as they go out and they take out Canada, and they did a brilliant job of getting back into this situation. Canada, as of right now, are basically in deep trouble. There are no more matches remaining for them. This was their last one. They were brilliant against Cuba, 6-0 in Toronto, 1-0. Now, apparently, Cuba, I guess their national team stadium is not fit to host these CONCACAF Nations League games, which is why this match will be played in the Cayman Islands, which I did not know about until I looked it up on the U.S. Men's U.S. Soccer's website. Did not know about the switch until I saw it on the website. And you just got to say that for the United States, you cannot mess around down in the Caribbean. You cannot mess around when you are taking on a side like Cuba. As we've said this many, many times, those are 3 points that are in the bag. Those are the 3 points that are definitely in the bag. It's not difficult to play against Cuba. It's not difficult to bury them with goals galore. You've got to go down there. Got to go after it. 1 second. See, I knew that sneeze was coming. Sorry about that. Got to go out there. You got to find a way to beat them up and take them out without and get the full 3 points. And as we get ready, phone lines are open right now, 646-929-1823, if you would like to call in live. Get your thoughts on the match. And, you know, let's go and have it. Let's have at it. Go ahead. The phone lines are open. Call in. Talk to me about what you liked. Talk to me about what you didn't like. Tell me if you were happy with what you saw, or were you still upset with what you saw. Go ahead. Phone lines are open. 646-929-1823. Right now, it's the live show. Go ahead and let me know what's on your mind, and we'll talk about this. And we will talk about this 4-1 victory for the U.S. men's national team. And all you can say is, All you can say is that this was the performance we have been waiting for a very, very long time. This was the performance that we've been wanting to see. That we had to have. We had to have this. The U.S. men's national team had to have this. If they couldn't get it, then, you know, the complications of this were going to be very severe. Not just because it's Gold Cup qualifying, but the possibilities of seeing this men's national team not automatically going into the hex and having to fight for that half spot. Fighting for that half spot is just hard enough as it is. Got to go out there, got to find a way to get it in, to go for it. And what happened? The United States finds a way to get the full 3 points and now has one more match to go against Cuba on the road down in the Cayman Islands. This, in my mind, for Greg Berhalter, I would say outside of the Gold Cup matches, other than the group stages, the semifinals against Jamaica, and I would definitely go with the final two, even though they lost 1-0 to Mexico. I thought they were really strong and hard-fought games. The point is this. You don't really count these matches against Cuba because these are, like I said, that's an easy 3 points. You automatically bag 6 points in these four games for this CONCACAF Nations League. What you needed to desperately do is to find the way to go out and destroy Canada, but they forgot to do that up in Toronto. They forgot to do that up in Toronto to destroy Canada, and Canada took advantage in the second half. Here, the U.S. basically said, we are not going to allow you to dictate this match in our home stadium. We are not going to allow you to dictate what's going on. We're not going to allow this. And look what happened. Great goal from Jordan Morris. Two goals from Giassi Zardes. And Aaron Long in making it that 3-0 goal at the time on that in-swinger from Tim Ream. Of course, a former Red Bull center back crossing that ball to a current Red Bull center back in Aaron Long. And once again, we're seeing moments of brilliance going forward. And it's just wonderful to see this. Wonderful to watch this. I am just happy to see a top-notch performance by the U.S. men's national team. Are they completely out of the woods? I'll be honest with you. I don't think so. Not yet. But the truth is, they have put themselves into a better position now than they have maybe a month ago. Like I've said already, the Cuba matches are automatic. Those are 3 points that have to be had. You gotta put them away. You gotta score at least another 7-0, just like they did at Audi Field. Go out and just pull off another destruction. Pull that off, and right now, everything will be just fine. Because, you know, at this point in time, that is the best performance the U.S. men's national team has had under Berhalter when it comes to these competitive matches, whether it's the Gold Cup or the Nations League. Other than that, you know what? We got to see what they're going to do in World Cup qualifying. We're going to have to wait and see what's going to happen when the kids are going to take on these big-time nations like Mexico again, you know, like Costa Rica, Panama. You have to put Panama in that level right now. And then, again, you also have to put them in a position when they're on the road down in Central America, down in Mexico, down, you know, even in the Caribbean, if they have to go back to the Caribbean, that some of these places are scary to play in. And once again, there's nothing you can do about it because you got to do it. And that's all we're saying here. You got to prove it night after night after night, match after match after match, depending on when you're going for these international games. You cannot assume that it's a cakewalk when it's World Cup qualifying. It gets ratcheted up really quick, really fast, and really hard. You can do whatever you want at home. You can do whatever you can at home. You got to go out, you know, put, you know, lead foot on the gas pedal, run them over. Right now, for Greg Berhalter, he's back in the good graces of U.S. men's national team fans. And you're watching this video right now from the U.S. men's national team Twitter page. And Greg Berhalter, you can tell he's looking a lot better. You can tell that he's smiling. He walked over to, you know, in Orlando, where it's the Iron Lion firm, you know, the standing wall, the safe standing wall, where all the U.S. men's national team fans came to watch the supporter section in Orlando, the ruckus, the Orlando, like I said, the Iron Lion firm. You know, he walked over there, waves to the crowd, and you know what? Good for him. Good for Greg Berhalter. I am happy for him. Regardless of what happened with the exchange I've had with him at the press conference after the match against Mexico, regardless of the situation that happened between him and me, the truth is I want him to do well. I want him to go out and get the necessary results that we need for this men's national team to get a victory, whether it's a friendly or not, Gold Cup tournaments, World Cup qualification, and when you get into the World Cup itself. That is what we need. We need to have him go out, get the tactics right, get the right players. We need to have Greg Berhalter going out there and just do the job properly, and that's the end of it. That's all we want. That's all we want. That's all I want. And the truth is, if we can get this thing done, you know, correctly and going forward the proper way, you know what? This national team can get back to that same level that we are accustomed to seeing and having them attack. Like I said, the opening 45, spectacular. Loved it. Starting of the second half, good start. It looked like they were starting to, you know, slow up a little bit, you know, about to, you know, I wouldn't say that they were fizzling up or, you know, not completely falling apart. but you saw them slowly losing some steam. They lost some steam, but the truth is that we are having a situation where the U.S. men's national team had to hold on, because when Canada pulled one back to make it 3-1, a little antsy, but nothing to worry about until they would have pulled a second one back. And even though we got closer to the end of regulation time in the second half, and yes, 4 minutes of stoppage time was coming up, the truth is when Giassi Zardes scored his second of the match and the fourth goal of the match for the United States, that's when you said the full 3 points are there. I want to say this about John Herdman. Give him credit. Give him credit for how he got Canada deep into this situation with the CONCACAF Nations League. Even though at the end of the night, the United States pulled out with the full 3 points, the truth is Canada is in good hands with John Herdman. But the one question mark I have, you have Alphonso Davies, who's an attacking player. And I understand. He has played some left back before, I guess, with Bayern Munich. But still, though, if you're Canada and you have this talented player that can score goals, and I've seen him, point blank, I've seen him up close and personal when Canada was starting the Gold Cup at Red Bull Arena two tournaments ago, the damage he can do for Canada, and at the same time now being with Bayern Munich since moving from the Vancouver Whitecaps, Alphonso Davies, I thought Herdman, he put him in a position where he's out of position, and that's not what we needed to see. We did not need, or if you're Canadian, a Canadian fan, and you saw Davies as a left back, I think you're saying to yourself, what the hell is going on? Why is he not up top? Why is he not attacking? Even though he's attacking from a wide position as a left back, that is incorrect and that is incomplete. And you know what? That goes to show you that's advantage United States. Alphonso Davies in the opening 45 and, around the start of the second half was not dangerous enough. A talented young player that can put the ball in the back of the net and you're not putting him up top to continue your good fortune to go after it. Maybe you're playing for the point, which I thought that's the wrong attitude. If they were, it's wrong. I think that's mistake number one by Herdman. And now you've lost that opportunity. You lose that opportunity to go into the hex and at the same time to earn your spot in the semifinals of the CONCACAF Nations League. But outside of that, what happened for the United States? I'll tell you what happened for the United States. They played better. They played attacking football. Sometimes, if you want to bring over Greg Berhalter to be your head coach, and all of a sudden you're going to have him tell you, I want to play from the back. I want to play bringing up the ball from the back. When you're the national team head coach, sometimes you're just going to have to say to yourself, I can't play this way. I'm a national team coach. I'm not a club coach anymore. I'm a national team coach. Sometimes you're just going to have to throw that away, and you're going to have to bring out the tactics for, you guessed it, it's time to bring out the kitchen sink. Because sometimes throwing out the kitchen sink is much better than playing pretty football. Because why? Because I just don't believe we have the players that are capable enough right now to build from the back on the attack and then move forward, because then it's easy, easy, easy stripped balls from your attackers, because they know where to pressure you. your opponents know how to pressure you. And when you do that, when you allow the opposition to take the ball away from you, they're going to get their chances. They're going to have their chances, and they're going to look basically smarter than you. So that's all we're saying here. What we need is to make sure that this never happens again. And if they can play better and they can adapt to Greg Berhalter's system, then okay, fine. Maybe they finally get it. But the truth is, this is a national team that is missing players. And you know what? When you don't have Christian Pulisic due to injury over in England with the Premier League with Chelsea because of the hip injury, don't know how serious that injury was, but you know what? It's a smart move not to have him here because you want to save him for 2020 when we start going into World Cup qualifying. This is, in my opinion, the smartest move that was made in, you know, what is best for Christian Pulisic. Michael Bradley, tough, but you know what? This was a better performance because they relied on themselves and they just said to themselves, look, we got this guy, we got that guy, we have to go out there, we don't have these players right now due to injury, so what we're going to do, we're going to go out, we're going to dominate, we're going to beat them up, we're going to take them on, we're going to take them out, and that's what they did. You know what? Great cross to Jordan Morris. Great cross by Sergino Dest. My God, much better in this one. Obviously, you know, when you are a footballer with dual citizenship like Sergino Dest is, obviously mother is native to the Netherlands. You have his father who is an American through, I believe it's Suriname, descent with his parents. And look, he could have gone to the Netherlands. He could have stayed home being a Dutch national team player. But the thing is, maybe the head of the Dutch FA doesn't need him. So, you know, there's probably other players that are ahead of him in the depth department. The KNVB, you know, look, they lost a player. He's probably not the first one to be lost. He'll probably not be the last. You know, we've lost several players ourselves, whether it's by, you know, family or by, at times, this incompetent federation that has done things the wrong way. We can't have that. But once again, Sergino Dest is the real deal. Left back, shadowed, marked Alphonso Davies very well. Until, of course, you know, Alphonso Davies switches to the other side of the field and, you know, Dest can't track him down. Somebody else has to. The ball watching that you saw against Alphonso Davies was terrible. Four red shirts in blue lettering and numbering, basically saying, go ahead, here's the space. You don't need much space. Here you go. And then what happens? You got a situation that nearly costed them the goal differential. But once again, they were playing much better, solid defense. Then they found a way to get that fourth goal, and it is 4-1. 4-1. For the U.S. men's national team, and they earned it and they deserved it. So all you can say is right now, the U.S. men's national team has done a fantastic job in this one, bringing back where they're supposed to be. bringing back what they have to do, what they needed to do. All you can go on and talk about is, very simply put, the U.S. men's national team did a damn good job today, brought back what they had to do. Absolutely fantastic. So happy to see the men's national team looking strong, looking good, and they actually looked brilliant. Wonderful stuff. Beautiful stuff, seeing what this national team can truly do. And we need more of that. We need more of that. There has to be more of that if we need to see this national team showing up and playing strong. Once again, if you'd like to call in and give me your opinions about the show tonight for the post-match show, once again, 646-929-1823. Call-in number, once again, 646-929-1823 if you want to talk about it. And, you know, once again, it had to be done. It had to be done. They needed it. They had to get it. And all you can say is, thank goodness they finally came out. They finally came out and did the job. Because as of right now, what you have to say is, the U.S., you know, that's a tough, you know, a tough pill to swallow. A very, very tough pill to swallow if they were not able to go out and do the job. But here we go, recapping the goals once again. Great, great cross from Sergino Dest. Jordan Morris onside, and he bends it inside the back post. 1-0 United States already in the second minute. And then how about Paul Arriola? He seems to be improving and improving and being a better player, especially in the attacking department. On the far side of the pitch, finds a wide open Jordan Morris. Borjan coming off his line. And that gives Morris an opportunity to cross it back. Short cross to Jossi Zardes, who buries it in the 23rd minute to make it 2-0. And then, of course, a foul called just outside of the area of Canada along the near side of the pitch. Maybe Sebastian Leggett should have taken it, but Tim Ream, he decides to take it, whips it in, finds Aaron Long, who once again leaps up, snap header, 3-0 USA in the 34th minute, and that would be the start of it, even though later on in the second half, Steven Vitoria, makes it 3-1, pulled one back in the 72nd minute, but then again, Jossi Zardes unassisted in the 89th minute to make it 4-1 United States. All yellow cards were given to Canada. Lucas Cavallini in the 8th minute on sporting behavior. Milan Borjan, 45th minute for dissent. And then, of course, David Jr. Hoylett, a 67th minute, another unsporting behavior. To be honest with you, Hoylett probably should have been red carded and sent off because, you know, that tackle on Jackson Uel, that was a very, very hard tackle he delivered. And once again, it's a situation where you just have to say that for Hoylett, probably Canada should have been down to 10 men, but he got a yellow card for it. and that would be it, and that is all she wrote. Once again, Jussie Zardes bends that ball beautifully within the almost near the last minute of second half of regulation. And for the USA, they find a way to get it done. They were definitely on the hot seat. Berhalter's seat was probably the hottest. And finally, the tirade he had with his players, that's what put them over the hump. That's what put them into this position that they needed. They really needed to be, you know, I'm not saying held accountable, but the truth is they needed this victory. They needed to have this victory to go out. Go out and perform at their best level, their biggest potential. They needed to have this chance to go forward and do a job. Had to. Absolutely had to. If not, then I don't know what else that you can say or do. Because, you know, once again, you're qualifying for that hexagonal World Cup qualifying position. And I'm not going to get into why. Well, everyone knows I don't like this World Cup qualifying setup with CONCACAF. I think it's it's detrimental to the true trip to the World Cup to be more legitimate, to be truly legitimate. But once again, what we're going to see, and of course with the World Cup being in Qatar in November through December, and it's very interesting to see what's going to happen here, because I have it in my notes with FIFA and the World Cup in Qatar. November the 21st begins the FIFA World Cup. And it ends on December 18th. So just before Thanksgiving starts in 2022 and just before Christmas starts, it ends. This is a situation where it's just, you know, terrible, absolutely terrible. And it's a situation, once again, where, you know, what can you do? What can you believe in? And all I can say is that it's just a disgrace that the World Cup will be held in Qatar in 2022. As I've said many, many times, I'm not against an Arab nation hosting a World Cup. The way it was done was a disgrace. The way it was done was flat-out highway robbery. Because once again, you want to host the World Cup, and you want to host the World Cup in the traditional months of the summertime, and you're afraid of the summer months in an open-air stadium, it's really simple. Contact the United States. Hire these contractors that have been building sporting stadiums in the United States, in Canada, in England, somewhere in Europe, that allows you to have a retractable roof. And so you can have air conditioning in the stadium to keep it cool. You can also have the grassy pitch slide out from underneath. And just go up and just slide out. Let the grass grow normally. Slide it back in when it's football ready, and off you go. I mean, look at the new football stadium for Tottenham. They have, you know, where the pitch, you know, goes down and rolls out from underneath, and then you can have the field turf for when the NFL comes to London and performs, and they can have the field turf there, and you don't have to worry about having Wembley screwed up with their pitch. But once again, this is what it is. This is what we're doing. And we're going to the World Cup. Hopefully they do qualify for it, and we'll see what happens there. So all I can say is that, once again, this was a victory that was needed. This was a performance that had to happen that was also needed. And all I can say is, all I can say is this. Thank goodness that they turned it on at the right time. They were ready to go, prepared for it. Time to go forward. And time to act and get not only probably their best performance so far after the Gold Cup, you would have to say that for Berhalter, this was probably his best performance when it, you know, playing in these games that truly matter. I still think there's some more work to be done. It's a work in progress. But once again, we have a situation where the way this thing was handled by U.S. Soccer was wrong. They delayed way too long to get Greg Berhalter into the national team so he can get his tactics and his formations, ready to go. They should have been ready to go in September with him or give Dave Sarokin the job permanently. That didn't happen. So all you can say is, all you can do is just go forward and find a way to get that necessary win, get that performance done the right way. And now all you need to do is go to Cuba or the Cayman Islands, take on Cuba, and honestly find a way to destroy them. Find a way to go out and destroy them, get as bag as many goals as possible, even though you need the full 3 points here. But once again, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what the situation's going to be. We're not sure. But all we know is this. If you get the victory, you get the full 3 points, you're in. And that's what needs to happen. That's what has to happen. So as of right now, all you can say is it's about time. They finally got what they needed to get. And that's all you can do, really. You got what you needed to get. And right now, it's not bad right at the moment, but still more needs to be done. All right. So let's go ahead and take a look at some scores here from Nations League action. We'll go straight over to Group A, League A. Curaçao falls to Costa Rica by a final of 2-1. A 1-1 draw between Martinique and Honduras. And right now, still going on between Panama and Mexico. Mexico is up 1-0. And it's in the first half. In the 33rd minute, you have right now, moving on, of course, to group stage of League B, what's going on right now. at the moment, a final. St. Vincent and the Grenadines defeating Nicaragua 1-0. Antigua and Barbuda are done as they lose to Jamaica 2-0. You have Suriname destroying Dominica 4-0. And currently right now, Guyana leading Aruba 3-2, and it's in the second half in the 88th minute. Yesterday, St. Kitts and Nevis and Grenada with a 0-0 draw. Belize defeating French Guiana 2-0. And then we go to League C as we get to those scores, of course, and see what's going on with League C action. So we get to the November section of the standings. We have a 3-0 victory as the Bahamas defeat the British Virgin Islands. And then in C action, we also have, if I can just find the right one here, because there's a lot going on, obviously. Wrong one. There we go. Turks and Caicos, 3-2 ahead of Sint Maarten. And so far, that's it at the moment. So, a lot of action going on. A lot of excitement going on in this CONCACAF Nations League setup until then. You know, when all the group stage matches are done, we shall see what will happen. So we'll have to wait and see what the situation will be. Still some more matches to go on the back end here. But until then, this is what we got. And then we'll just move on into the next situation for the United States once again taking on Cuba, because their stadium is not CONCACAF friendly, shall we say. More needs to be done to fix up that situation, but then again, that's just what I see. This match will be played in the Cayman Islands. So right now, this is all we have. This is what's going on. We'll just have to wait and see what situations will be coming up next. And it should be exciting to see what's going to happen. It should be a fun time. A fun time. So, you know, once again, we shall wait and see. And we're going to watch and find out if anything else what else is going to happen. So we'll have to wait and see on that. As I've said already, you know, Berhalter really needed this performance tonight. Without a doubt, he truly needed this performance tonight from his guys. They had to go out. They had to perform better. You couldn't take it. You could not take it, you know, seriously anymore. You had to take it seriously. They went out. They did a job. Good for them. They had to go and do it. And they did it. They went out and they got a solid performance, a great match, a very good game plan. They went out and they pulled it off. Good for them. That's what you want to see from them. That's what had to happen. It had to happen. I mean, there's no way, you know, out of this. They had to have it. They had to have it. They had to go out and do it. They had to get it, and they did. Once again, fantastic effort from the U.S. men's national team. They had to get the necessary points. They had to get the you know, probably their best performance of 2019. Definitely their best performance in 2019, without a doubt. I'm very I'm very happy for them, you know. Look, I am not looking to you know, crap on them all the time, but you know, look, if the performance does not meet the standard, then you got to say something. And yeah, I know he doesn't want to hear it. I know Berhalter doesn't want to hear it, and that's fine. But the truth is that, you know, look, the truth is you didn't play well against Mexico in September. I saw something different. I saw kids having their heads turned around, not knowing where the ball is. A couple of one-touch passes by Mexico. And what did Mexico do? They found a way to, you know, make the kids look silly. And look, it's bound to happen. You know, it's not like, you know, I thought, you know, they played that badly. But I saw some moments where they didn't look good. You know, you want to know, what did you say at halftime to get them, you know, to you know, play better in the second half? Instead, he took it too seriously, and he thought I was trying to find anything negative. No, I'm not trying to find anything negative. But what I saw was not good. Tonight, it was much better. Much, much better. They looked better. They played better. They were able to go out and do the damage that they had to do. And that's what you want from this national team. The damage that they needed to do to show everyone in world football and at the same time within our region. Within our region. This is what happens when the U.S. men's national team puts their mind to it and shows why. Why? Why we are one of the best footballing nations in this Confederation of CONCACAF. But if you're not going to show it, then we're not. It's plain and simple. It's just that plain and simple. If you can't show it, then you're going to find somebody else that can do it. That's all it is. You lose your place because you're not able to do it. That's all. You know what? If you think you're the next greatest thing for the national team, you go ahead and you fight for that spot. If not, then not. They'll find somebody else. It's not that hard. It's not that difficult. But once again, you know, what's going to happen if that player does not perform well enough? And, you know, once again, you know, we talk about those Columbus Crew players that are from the United States that, you know, they're not able to do the job right. You know, what are they doing? What are they able to do? Are they able to do it? I mean, we don't know. That's why they have to prove themselves to Greg Berhalter. They have to prove themselves on the pitch. But once again, is there enough to go out and prove to everyone that they're able to do it? And if they're not, unfortunately, we got to move on. And got to find somebody else to take over that position. Because, you know, this is for trying to go in there, finding the way to get the necessary results and qualifying for the World Cup. I mean, you know, there's nothing more or less you need to know than to do that. But once again, I don't run U.S. soccer. I don't go out there and, you know, tell what goes on over there when they should know it by now. That's it. You need to know how to have this situation taken care of, and you have to know how you're going to handle all this. When you're able to get to that level. That's all it is, really. So until then, there's nothing much more you can say. That's it. That is it. Gotta go out and fight. Got to go out and do better. Got to go out and do your best the proper way. Got to do your best the proper way. So until then, it's been a good performance. It's been a great performance. Finally got this great performance done, but they got to keep on doing it. They got to keep showing the fight, and they got to keep on showing the passion and the desire to go out and play their best. A minute. Got 90 seconds remaining. Phone line is still open if anyone wants to call, 646-929-1823. If you want to give me your opinion about the match tonight, as the United States defeats Canada 4-1, please let me know. I'd like to know what you think and you know, what's your opinion about it, because, you know, this is your time to give me a voice and to lend me your voices and try to go and tell me what you thought. Did you like what you saw? Were you things you didn't like, or did you not like it? 60 seconds remaining now, and, you know, like I said before, this has been a pretty good evening so far. It's been a very good night. I think the U.S. men's national team finally came out there and they got themselves a very good performance that they deserved. And all I can say is that they need to perform better than this and be more consistent with this type of performance, because this is the one thing that we're missing. Hard-nosed, fighting football. So until then, for now, it was good. But once again, the situation was much better than it was in the last couple of matches. Joseph Carpenter on. Unfortunately, something came up. He could not join me, so he'll be joining me on Tuesday night for post-match show against Cuba down in the Cayman Islands. My name is Daniel Feuerstein. Once again, the United States defeating Canada by a final of 4-1. Have a good night. Take care. So long. And bye-bye for now. Have a good night, everybody. Enjoy your football.